Jesus. Good morning, everyone. Today is December 29th. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams. Welcome to Morning Motivation, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. We're tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. And it's all within 15 minutes Monday through Friday, so you can get to work. Our topic for today is let your exit be greater than your entrance. And our scripture comes from Acts 16, 28 through 35. While you are getting your word ready this morning, I remind everyone to visit our website at feelthefire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. There you can learn more about me, the ministry, upcoming events, things that are going to be released in our store, and you can contact me for your church or event, because people have been asking me, how do you bring me to your church? You can do that on the website, and you can also access the law office from that site. So it's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Well, by now, you should have your word ready. Acts 16, 28 through 35. And I am reading from the KJV. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling. This is the jailer. And fell down before Paul and Silas. These are the disciples, and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house." And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he, meaning the jailer, took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them, before Paul and Silas, and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. And when it was day, the magistrates sent the sergeant, saying, "Let those men go." Our topic is, let your exit be greater than your entrance. Now, this is a continuation of yesterday's scripture, wherein the focus was, what do you do when God sends you to prison so you can be free? And then I focused on the origin of Paul and Silas getting into prison and how they were beat in the prison, but how they continued to sing and praise God throughout that time of infirmity or incarceration to God. Shook the foundations of the prison and caused their chains to come off, and then this is where we are now. So here, the chains have fallen off, not only of Paul and Silas, but of all of those around them in their surroundings. And the jailer comes in afraid because he knows that he's not just going to lose his job. He's going to be killed for having allowed all of the prisoners to escape. And the crazy thing here is that Paul and Silas were not jailed for some violation of a legal offense, as much as it was just persecution of Christians, persecution of those teaching about Christ. Because in this time period, Christ has already been resurrected and ascended back to the Father. So the jailer is saying, look, I got to come in here. I'm getting ready to die. But look at what Paul and Silas did. They said, hey, calm down. We're all still here. We're all still here, even though we could have escaped. We could have started a coup or a mutiny. We're all still here. Now, notice then what the jailer did. He then came in and took them out, washed their wounds. Ask, what can I do to have what it is that you have? Because you must have something different in you that would still allow you to have a mentality to love, to forgive, to have grace, despite all we just did to you. I want what you have. So then the jailer not only washed his wounds, but he took him to his house. He fed him, and all of his family got saved. And then look at what happened the next day. Those same magistrates or judges who had sent them into the affliction said, let them go. What I need you to understand about that today is that in order for your exit from your toxic situation to occur, two things need to happen. God needs to do his part, but you must do your part. God will do his part if you will do your part. See, God's part in this was to shake the foundations, to loose the chains, to bring the enemies, the same people whom had persecuted Paul and Silas, back before them, with the enemies now being in a submissive position. The enemy who put him in and who was forceful when they threw Paul and Silas in now came in trembling. I need now your grace. So God did his part. Now your part is to be able to get into a mindset, a sustained mindset. And I will tell you that it's much easier said than done, because I fight this fight as well. You guys know I'm authentic. I'm not trying to be a little, pretend like I'm a perfect Christian. That does no good in healing people's lives and empowering them to pretend like you never go through as a Christian. So I fight this fight as well. How do I maybe think something good or speak something well of someone who's done me so wrong? Sometimes I don't even want to see the person, much less hear the person's name. And that could be on a job, in a relationship. It could be people in your own family. For all of our listeners and callers, we all go through different things. But what we see here is the example that if you truly want to be released, if you truly want your exit from any situation, including your exit of the last two or three days of this year, 2016, to be greater than, better than, more productive than, more successful than how you entered this year, you got to begin now to clear the air, naturally, spiritually, and physically, within your own mind. So if there are people that you can make amends with, if amends are possible, then do so. If it's not possible, because maybe the person is violent, or you have no more contact information, or just you know that even trying will result in something even more toxic, because that's the kind of person or situation you're dealing with, then just for pray and forgive them in your spirit. Remember, I taught you a week ago, forgiveness does not mean you have to go back into renewed fellowship. So just forgive them in your spirit and release them, because you need to exit this year in a better place than you were last year. If your finances are not up to par, for example, you should be creating your budget before 2017 gets here. In everything that we do, we should want the successive year, the successive or subsequent generation, to be better than the prior generation. We want our kids to do better than we did. So we should want ourselves to continuously be renewed, so that we let our exit in anything, in everything, be greater than the entrance. And I will have to tell you, I got this saying from a prior pastor of mine, Pastor Paula. She preached a sermon one day, and she just said this within the sermon. It wasn't the title, but that thing just did something in my spirit, and it just stuck with me. It seems so simple. Let your exit be greater than your entrance. So in other words, if you're ending a bad relationship, don't go cut the tires and break out the window.
Let the exit be greater. Just determine that sometimes it's better to take the high road, to take and walk on higher ground, to live and exist in a higher plane, where you begin to shake off all of the pettiness of every situation. You don't have to fight every fight. You don't have to respond to every accusation. Some things are just a moot point, M-O-O-T, right? It's not even relevant anymore now. Some people are just a moot point. Talking about them and what they did, it's not even relevant now. It's not even worth it now. So you must make a choice to develop your mind. Notice the word I said develop, not just change your mind, because this is really a spiritual battle to develop your mind to get to the point where you can pick and choose your battles. And when it's really a battle, you fight it and you fight it with all your might. Some of you know I'm an attorney. I don't mind fighting a fight. But when it's not something to fight, just let it go. Because it's not worth affecting your exit. And the last thing I'll say about this before we go into the prayer is remember that when you exit a situation, you can write your own narrative. If you exit your job, for example, on a bad note, and you're mean and you talk about everybody, you send that blast email out, you know, I'm giving y'all a piece of my mind. The narrative was that you were a disgruntled, hostile employee and a hypocritical Christian. On the other hand, you can say, you know what? God has opened the chains, the doors for me, just like he did for Paul and Silas, to take me to a better place, for these wounds to be washed, cleansed, and healed. I'll just give my nice resignation. Thank you for letting me work here. I'm now moving on to a new career, and I'll move on. I'll just tell the friends, you know, I have loved being your friend, but now I need to focus on some different things. We may still stay in contact, but it won't be the way it was before. There's just no need to kill the person and the character. Write your own narrative. Let the story about you always be that you exited or ended the situation or the year or the conversation better than the way you entered. And remember, that takes active work by you. It's not passive. It's not, I just prayed and let God, hope God will do it. Faith without works is dead. You have a role to play here too. So I want you to repeat after me. Remember, the lines are muted. Today, I will let my exit be greater than my entrance. Say it again. Say today, listen to the change, I will make my exit be greater than my entrance. Come on and praise God, and let's begin to go into prayer. Dear Lord, we just honor your name. You are God. You are I am that I am. Father, you are the lily of the valley, the rose of Sharon. You are he that was, which is, and which is to come. You are the word made flesh. You are our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are our peace. You are our righteousness. You are everything that we need. And most importantly, you're able and willing and desiring to bless our lives. We ask for forgiveness of every sin this morning. Cleanse us, Lord. Teach us, Lord. Make us whiter than snow. And we submit our minds and our wills to you today so that, God, we can choose to let our exit be greater than our entrance. Your word says that this tongue is so hard to tame. It's an unruly fire, and it will start great ruckus. It will result in great, great discouragement if we don't use it correctly. So help us today to use our tongue to edify, to uplift, that even if we have to rebuke, chastise, or reprimand, let it be in such a way that the exit or the ending of that conversation and situation not only makes us better, but makes the other person better than when the conversation started. Help us, Lord God, in everything, to stop and think about what we're doing, what we're saying, where we're going, so that our exit will be greater than our interest. Help us to write our own narrative and let the narratives be that they were a light. And surely I was in the presence of God and I want what they have. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to say, God, today I make my exit, hallelujah, greater than my entrance. Now, I want you to remember to go to the website, and I'm going to give you our task in just one more minute for today. Go to the website at fillthefire.com so that you will be able to learn more about me and the ministry. My two new books will be out there tomorrow ready for you. So I want you to make sure you get them because they're going to help you plot your 2017 and help you live your dreams in a sustained manner in 2017 as well. You can invite me for your ministry events. Some people are reaching out about me doing women retreats, revivals, etc. Please just go to the website. There's a contact page there and just send me your information and I'll call you back. Today, we focus on let your exit be greater than your entrance. And I'm sorry, the website is fieldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Today we focused on let your exit be greater than your entrance. Your task for today is to put a mantra in your mind now regarding every negative person in every situation so that whenever it comes to your mind, because the devil is going to bring it back. Being a Christian doesn't stop bad thoughts from coming, that you automatically say to go ahead and dismiss it and make it a moot point. For example, if a negative, you know someone is negative, every time you hear their name, you get upset. For me, what I say is, bless them, Lord. As soon as that person comes to my mind replies, bless them, Lord. So it immediately dismisses it and allows me to move on. That may have to happen 20 times in a day, but at least I now preclude myself from dwelling on that negative person or situation and getting myself upset. And then maybe you call them or you'll text them, you'll say something mean, and now you've messed up your exit. You want to be like Paul and Silas. You want your enemies to say, I want what you got. I want what you got. All right. Until tomorrow, tomorrow is our last day of the week. Please invite so many people. We're going to focus on the chains have fallen. It will be a victorious broadcast. I'll see you at 6:30. You know what our end song is for the rest of this year, right? Chains gonna come.
Long time coming.
I can't tell you guys how much I'm feeling this in my spirit.
Yes,
my client. Oh, the faith.